Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, I'll tell you what. Glad to have those calls. I see another call on the line. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Mark from the SAC?
Maybe CJ should actually crack open a book and actually read the Constitution, because you're not going to find filibuster in the Constitution. As has been pointed out, you know, it was a rule invented in the, you know, brought forward by I think Calhoun in the early part of the 19th century, first half of the 19th century, you know, primarily to avoid debate about the slavery in the United States. I mean, so you got to get your facts right, CJ. I mean, that the filibuster, you know, has been used in the past, but it's not in the Constitution. I mean, that throwing that 230 years figure out there is just absolute nonsense. And the previous caller talking about all the Ukrainians and all these, they want to go back to Russia. I'm surprised he wasn't offering up the Baltic states to Russia, because, you know, oh, they want to go back to Russia. That I don't know one way. I don't believe that is true. I mean, otherwise they wouldn't have broken away in the first place. I mean, that it is kind of the utter nonsense out there. The defense of the Republicans, what has happened to the Republican Party by these people that are getting trollish information gleaned from the internet, or gleaned from Russian bots and Iranian bots and Chinese bots. It's just kind of really deeply disturbing. I mean, that the promotion of violence by the members of the legislature. Well, maybe Tony Evers should just say, if that guy comes up to him, he's gonna nail him in the produce section. I mean, that in defense of himself, if the guy takes a swing at him, that it is just, you know, they talk about, well, we got to lower the temperature. Well, they're the guys that increased the temperature on January 6th. You got nonsense off this. Oh, it's just a teddy bears on parade thing, as I saw posted on, you know, the Dueling Tangents website, where they're, you know, on their Facebook thing. You know, they're just it wasn't teddy bears on parade, because, you know, that I didn't know the teddy bears on parade were, had bear spray in their picnic baskets. I mean, it was just it was a violent attempt to overthrow it. And more and more evidence is coming out that Donald Trump was willing to overthrow the government of the United States to keep himself in power. And the Republicans that are supporting that are willing to, you know, to get on their hands and knees and grovel before these guys and just surrender, you know, that.
Right.
I don't know.
Well, here's the thing, Mark. You're raising a lot of good stuff. And a lot of these calls, I enjoy calls from all sides. But they got to be plausible. They can't be urban legends. And the truth is, let me start with a couple of things you said. Nobody in Eastern Europe wants to go under the Russian yoke. The Russian were commies. Up until the First World War, they were czars and people were serfs. It's a slave state. You have no privacy. You can be arrested at the drop of a hat, tortured, thrown in jail. It's not doing well economically. Putin steals money. His associates steal money. Nobody in these other countries wants to go back to what had been a commie state and is now an organized crime state. Putin is the head of Russian organized crime. Nobody wants to go back to the mob. So when somebody calls me up and says people want to go back to Russia from Ukraine or Eastern Europe, that is a Russian bot saying that on Facebook, because they're Russian. Because they're Russian. That's why they're saying it. Russia's got to be contained. I've been to Russia with the Justice Department and a tour to talk to lawyers over there back in 1997 during the thaw, when Gorbachev had eased the way for Yeltsin. Yeltsin, what did run a democracy for 10 years. Since the 9th century, they've had 10 years of freedom. 10 years that wasn't under a czar, serfdom, that wasn't, well, under the commies. That you didn't have Joseph Stalin killing people. 10 years, that's sad. That's very sad. In 1,000 years, 10 years. Not only that, remember it was Stalin who said, it does not matter who the people vote for. What matters is who counts the votes. So to anybody out there in the Republican Party who thinks that Ukraine and Poland and the rest of them want to go back and be under the Russian yoke. They were brutalized. The Russians went into Yugoslavia. They went into Czechoslovakia in 1968. They went into Hungary in 1956, tortured and murdered people. We do not want them anywhere near anybody until they get back to the Gorbachev-Yeltsin idea of democracy and act like human beings. And as far as everything else goes, the January 6th, that was an attack on the police, among other things. Policemen were beaten up, dragged down the, they were dragged down the stairs and had their heads bumped on the stairs. That's what happened to them. And one was almost trampled to death. We're going to the lines. Betsy of Madison, my friend, thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Betsy?
Hi, good morning, Matt. I just wanted you to refresh my memory. Was Donald Trump impeached for Ukraine?
Very what? Good. Very good.
Did he withhold military aid to help? I mean, do they really, really want to be part of Russia? No, they were taken and invaded by Russia
right.
back when you said in time. So, no, they don't want to be part of Russia. They want to be Ukraine. They want to be their own country, just like we want to be our own country. And our country is in trouble, unfortunately. And I thank you for all you do. I hope you have a wonderful day.
Yeah, thank you, Betsy. Thanks for calling in. That is very plainly put and passionately put. They want to be their own country. They want to be their own country. They do not want the Russians in them. Hungary didn't want to be invaded in 1956. Czechoslovakia didn't want to be invaded in 1968. Nobody wants the Russians because that's the way they act. They want to take you over. Putin says that somehow Russia has a right to Ukraine. It's part of greater Ukraine. I got news for Putin. Let me tell you something. Other than his ego, what has Russia done since the 19th century? 19th century, they produced Pushkin, Dostoevsky, Mussorgsky, Tchaikovsky, some great mathematicians, and they haven't done jack since then. They came up with communism, then the Gulag. Their literature in the 20th century, by and large, has been complaining how bad the Gulag was. Well, it was bad. Tired of reading about it. They were nothing but commies and then organized crime. They had 10 years of democracy. They're a slave state. We do not want a slave state anywhere else in the world. We already have one in China. That's a slave state too. We don't want that in Taiwan. And it's about time the Republican Party got patriotic again. There was a time it was. There was a time that we had bipartisan support for standing up to the Ruskies. Reagan was that way, and so was John F. Kennedy. So was every Democrat and Republican up till Trump. Trump was bribed. He was bribed and blackmailed with the Steele video and money. He was paid money. He is a Russian agent. He's the one, Trump, who said people in Crimea, he's on video saying this, like to be under the Russians. No, that's not right. Czechoslovakia didn't like it. Hungary didn't like it. And Poland didn't like it either. Neither did Lithuania, Latvia, and Estonia, and they ain't going back. It's very, very dangerous for it to get seated in the Republican Party that somehow they're pro-Russian, pro-commie, pro-organized crime. What's happened to that party? We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.